Today I'm here with one of the founders of Lottiefiles, and I've tasked myself to pick his brain on how the Lottie and Lottiefiles came to be. So welcome to the Lottiefiles podcast. Why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
Hey everyone, you can call me Natu. I am the CTO and co-founder of Lottiefiles. And what I'm passionate about is I love photography and then anything to do with design. I think it's a mix of both visual sides and also I love building products. So it's like combining both visual and the UX or how things work. I first started with first designing things for other people. And I figured that even though I design something, they still need to find a way to make them work. And so rather than just designing something and giving to other people and then them trying to figure out what to do with it, I figured if I deep dive into that one, that I would be solving a lot of problems for other people. And by doing so, I kind of fell in love with the other process in terms of getting something work and then make the design look beautiful. So every step of getting something out in terms of planning, in terms of designing and actually building or doing it, I just love the damn process. It's kind of cool when you think about something and the next day when you actually ship something and the whole process behind it.
So in your own words, tell me, what is Lottiefiles?
This is an interesting one because it started and then throughout Lottiefiles' journey, it has evolved a lot. Lottiefiles creates a lot of tooling and then also a lot of inventory or free animations and even paid animations. So I would say it's like in one line, it could be Lottiefiles provides animations for developers to use on their products as well as tooling for designers to actually help ship these animations to their engineers or to their products. Just like any other startup level, it takes years and years for you to actually figure this one-liner out, for you to actually describe what you do or what your startup do.
And I bet it's always changing.
It is changing. So this is a tough one. So throughout my journey, I think I've battled with these. And it's okay because your definition of what startup does is very different. And I think you should ask this question from our customers or the community. I think they're the ones who can explain this better because, you know, creator's mindset is a very different perspective.
Do you remember what life was like before Lottie?
Back then, I was working as a product designer at one of the leading home services marketplace in Southeast Asia. Our app was pretty cool. We had a lot of icons, characters. Imagine home services, meaning you have cleaners, you have plumbers, you have aircon repairs, like all these characters within. We were playing around with animation within. And it was really hard to pass it to our engineers and even the loading, the app wasn't that fast, but a lot of times people are stuck with the loading. I know that's something that we had to fix, but on the design side, I was like, what more can I do in terms of making people feel more, I don't know, like rather than just leaving the app the moment that they see the spinner animation. So I was playing around with these, and the moment that it mentioned bringing After Effects animation to the mobile product, it all made sense. I wasn't a fan of After Effects back then, but that was something I figured that something I could learn and then ship the animation to my developers so that they could implement it. Before Lottie, where somebody has to design an animation and then export it as a movie file, and your engineers kind of go through and code your animation. And that would waste like hours and hours for your Android developer, for your iOS developer in order to ship an animation. So I think like the entire Lottie kind of makes the effort so low.
The reason Lottie exists today is due to the hard work of a few people who created Lottie libraries. Give me a little bit of a history lesson on this, because like me, there may be a lot of people out there who don't know how this all came about.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. And I think this goes back to couple of years. This all originated from BodyMovin After Effects extension and the BodyMovin web player that exists about like 5 or 6 years ago. And within Airbnb, Saleh, Gabriel, and Brandon, they were working on bringing After Effects animations to mobile apps. And there were certain like few different libraries that does this. But the one that they picked to work on was this BodyMovin extension in After Effects and BodyMovin web player that they could port to their mobile apps. And I think one of the reasons why this has picked up was because this was ported to mobile. And they actually named their mobile players as Lottie. I think that's the difference between Lottie is just a mobile like a player. A mobile library that you can use on iOS, Android, and React Native. So they named it as Lottie. And then there was BodyMovin web player. So when we actually launched Lottie Files, for us, after a couple of weeks, people were asking us, hey, where's the Lottie web player? And we were like, hey, there's already one that is called BodyMovin web player. And you could use this one. So I think after a while, because of all this confusion, Airbnb approached Hernan, who was the creator of BodyMovin Player and BodyMovin AE extension, to rename or to add BodyMovin Web Player as a part of Lottie Web. So now that there's Lottie Web that is created by and maintained by, actively maintained by Hernan, and then there's the Android, which is on, again, Airbnb repo, who's maintained by Gabriel Peel. We also support this project again as well, and iOS by Brandon. So there's like three different people maintaining three different libraries. And Lottie came about from Airbnb, from developers at that time who were employed by Airbnb, but not anymore. But these individuals are still maintaining these three libraries. If you want to read more, we've actually created a page called What is Lottie within LottieFiles.com that actually shows the history and how the name came about and what we are doing in Lottie Files and what is Airbnb and what is Hernan doing and all these different stakeholders. But I think combined together, this actually creates a really good ecosystem and for people to jump onto this and use this daily in their products.
So I think one of the biggest benefits of Lottie in terms of web player and mobile players are the fact that it's open sourced. I would love to hear from you kind of what do you believe the logic of open sourcing it was and what were the creators hoping to achieve with that? Because I don't think a lot of people realize why things are open sourced.
I think this came about, I don't know the intention behind the initial BodyMovin open sourcing, but from what I've seen from the Airbnb side of things, they've open sourcing a lot of technical libraries and Lottie was one of them. And one part that being open source, a lot of other big players in the market has picked this up, like Google, Netflix, ByteDance, and others as well. And at the same time, we saw another library from Facebook called Keyframe that was closed source, but does similar kind of job in a very different way. And I think this being open source, that kind of gave a lot of trust for other people to build on top of this, pull these and start using them, even a lot of them contributing to these libraries and spotting bugs and so forth. And I think that helped us because there, even though this is like open source, there were a lot of differences between the Android library, iOS library, and the web library, as in one thing might work on iOS, might not work on Android, or on the web has most of the parts working. And that being open source, like it kind of added a lot of people within the ecosystem in order to test it and spot these bugs and let the creators know that these things are happening. So I think it definitely helped with the adaptation.
What was the pain point you were trying to solve when you created Lottie Files, the platform?
The ability to test these animations that designers create. And that was one of the biggest pain points. Imagine you're a designer and now you have three libraries that you have to test your file against because certain features are not supported. What we've done on very early stage was to create an Android and iOS app that you can quickly scan your Lottie animation from the web and test them. And so far, this has been like a huge pain point that we were solving for designers, and that keeps evolving again and again. And where recently we've actually created our own After Effects plugin where you can test this within there, send straight to their mobile. That is, I think, big part of it. And very recently, we've had this partnership with Webflow where bringing Lori animations to the web. And until then, very few people actually knew that Lori existed, because a lot of like the biggest pain point for engineers was incorporating Lori animations. And that was the biggest market in the first 2 years. But in the third year, when Webflow adopted this, this has like blasted across the web designers so that they could use this animation. And they bring in a whole new segment of users into Lori files and adopting Lori. So I think like this would go on as people discover what Lori can do in order to make their life easier in different segments. So far, we've seen 2 or 3 bursts around this. And I'm excited to see the next one and how we can actually do things in order to save their problem within those segments.
Tell me then, what do you see as the evolution of the Lori animation?
I think both in terms of market space, a lot of them in social media side, and a way to maintain their source files and then export to any format that they want, that including MP4s, that including GIF or anything else. But the source being maintained by sort of a Lori animation, I think that is something that I'm excited to see. Because imagine every time you want to change something within your animation that you've created for, let's say, an Instagram story, that you have to go back to your After Effects, just change the background color and re-render it, save it, pass it to your phone, and then upload it into Instagram story. That would be a huge pain, where with Lori, you can just do it very, very simply. I think these not just been to new markets, but go deeper into Lori, because right now you're kind of using Lori just to show our small Lori animation or micro animation within your application or product level. But Lori is way, way too powerful that you could change things dynamically. It could be a text being changed, or it could be making it interactive. And that is like very, very new to the entire Lori community right now. And I would love to see people exploring and going deeper within Lori in their products, making it more visually appealing.
So essentially what you're saying when you talk about Lori source is, you know, basically cutting out repetitive tasks of re-uploading, re-rendering, all that. It would just be the exact same source file that you would adjust, and that would dynamically change wherever you've placed that Lori, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And just picking up any like a web editor, or even on a textual level or within your application level, you could manipulate this file easily to give the results that you need without going to our editor level, without going to After Effects or any other tool that exposed to Lori. Because the entire structure is based on JSON level and there's interactivity around, this could be the source. So rather than any output file that usually you kind of ship with your product, this could be the source. This could be the file that you could control, bring all the changes.
Tell me a bit more about who are the biggest names that you know are using Lori animations, and in particular, maybe Lori files, if you know that.
I think it's interesting that even from the very early stage, the big companies like Google, obviously Airbnb as well, who started adopting Lori. And if you look at a lot of Google applications in terms of like Google Home, they have been using Lori from the very, very start. And I've seen a lot of case studies coming out from a few of the creators of these animations from agency level. Gunner is one who works with these animations. And it just starts to appear in different apps that you go through. And you kind of wonder whether this is a Lori animation or not, and do a basic research, and you kind of find out. In terms of Lori adaptation across, I think that was super important that all these big players who are jumping into this, and it starts to showcase all these Lottie animation for all the small startups and individuals starts to use it, because that gave a lot of trust for people saying that, hey, these big companies are actually using it so that I could use it. There were different cases. For instance, New York Times, they were using it for icons that you could switch based on dark mode and light mode, not just an animation level, but based on just an icon level. Uber, they were just shipping Lottie animations like really frequently as well. And we were in contact with them to help them go through a few of that as well. And throughout this journey, we were in touch with these big companies in order to shape the way that we build the testing within Lottie first so that it make their pain less working with Lottie. And that being as any of the products that we've shipped are purely based on the feedback, thousands of feedback that we get while they're working on the Lottie workflow. In terms of names within the Asia level, like Grab has recently moved all of their animations within the mobile app to Lottie. One of the biggest reason is to make the files smaller when you ship your initial mobile app. Converting all the GIF or PNG sequence to Lottie is just super, super small in size. And you don't have to go through another process of reading this through the web. Again, multiple files and the story on your app. So it's exciting to see any of these apps that you open. That being said, like TikTok, a lot of them has, like within the interface level, it has Lottie animations. So yeah, it's hard to name all because there's so many. Lottie files has been used across about 30,000 companies. And there's just so many coming in every single day. And it's exciting to see this growing to this speed, not just on a mobile app level, but on a lot of websites, a lot of amazing websites within the Webflow community adapting to Lottie, and a lot of interactions around it. Suppose like if you scroll down, just like a parallax animation within Lottie, it's easier. I saw people recreating the Apple AirPods landing page within Webflow that uses sort of Cinema 4D, bringing them to After Effects and from After Effects to, again, Webflow via Lottie. These are just really interesting use cases that I've seen around.
Give me some personal insight here. What's your favorite part of Lottie files to work on?
This is interesting because like there's no one thing that I can spot and say, hey, this is it. And I enjoyed working mostly, but I think this could be me actually approving animations, because every animation you see on the website is kind of approved manually for the first couple of years. It's just me looking at them and go through them every single morning and then approve them. So it started with 1, 2, now hundreds daily, that manually going through the creations of these amazing animators and approving them, and see certain animations kind of trending within the website or within the platform level. I love this journey of seeing how people push the limit of animation with just from a simple Lottie animations to now animated illustrations coming in or dynamic animations that changes based on user's input. I think, yeah, this is my most favorite part, and seeing a community that grows day by day. And the other part is, I think, on the social, this has nothing to do with my design or engineering side of things, but I think browsing through all the articles and browsing through all the YouTube videos that comes daily in different languages and how they actually teach their community on how to use Lottie in their platforms, be it WordPress, Webflow, mobile apps, Android, Flutter, you name it. I think these are my most favorite parts of working within Lottie files.
For people out there listening who want to get into Lottie, what would be your advice to them? Like, where should they start?
For designers, you don't have to start from scratch. Just download any of the given After Effects files and play around with it, and export them and test across and try to see if you can ship it on the mobile side of or on the web side of things, rather than trying to draw that perfect shape within After Effects. That could be really tough as well. And there's also a course from Saleh from Airbnb on lottiefiles.com/course that you can learn the entire After Effects on how to create an animation and export it and use different Lottie Files After Effects plugin to mobile previews so that you can test these animation before you ship them. As for engineers or developers, you could go through free resources within Lottie Files and also explore all these libraries that has support for Lottie within different platforms and use any of the given thousands and thousands of free Lottie animations from our community and use them across your products to make them look beautiful.
One of the most important aspects I would say of Lottie Files is definitely the community element of it. I would love to know sort of the vision you had behind this community and what you'd hoped for it. And also then, why do you think having a community when it comes to Lottie animations is extremely necessary?
I think for any sort of libraries that we actually see, especially given that this is open source and animation based, people would love to see what are the people creating using this and what are the other use cases around and what are the free resources that we could use in order to start using these libraries. So I think Lottie Files community played an essential part of making Lottie accessible and interesting for people to look into, given that from day one, people are like freely sharing the content they create. They spend hours sometimes creating these animations and they showcase them through Lottie Files. And a lot of engineers or designers come in every day to check these new animations that starts appearing them. And that kind of makes them curious to go back and creating similar animations and posting within Lottie Files community. And I think it's important to sort of give the opportunities for these creators to make some revenue out of this. And that being the reason that we've created Lottie Files Marketplace and Lottie Files Hire Me, where as a creator, you could sell your premium animations within Lottie Files. And also, if you're looking for work, you can opt in to become a marketplace animator, where clients and other people can approach you to create animations. And I think one of the exciting things that I've seen around was when you publish these animations, sometimes we feature them based on their complexity. And then a lot of people comments on them, reuses them, that making them kind of like the popular for the weekly and popular for the monthly part. Even though you posted one animation, you still have that chance of making it to the top, where a lot of people use these animations. And a lot of apps that I see on the App Store, Play Store, I see a lot of these animations appear there as well. So I think it's kind of a good thing to see that this is the work by the community being used by a developer who doesn't have access to premium animations but still chose to go in this route. So I think the community is the biggest aspect of the entire thing on how we kind of direct the projection of Lottie Files and what are the pain points that they're facing today and how we as a platform can support them in order to push their limit to the next.